KSL News Time 3:20. Now emergency traffic. Ricky Meese, go ahead.
Jeff, I don't want to get my hopes up, but I think I'm seeing traffic go through on the southbound side of I-15 at the South Interchange. But let me give you the official tweets from UHP, from the Public Safety, Utah Public Safety. The closure update, the tanker is upright, and they are in the process of opening everything except northbound I-15 at the South Interchange. They go on to say northbound I-15 will remain closed until that tanker can be safely removed. The closure starts at southbound I-215 at the interchange, allowing traffic to be diverted. But now we're dealing with the delays. So here's what you're going to see. If you're northbound I-15, just try to avoid it, because now the delays are going to start at about 114th South, and they are solid. The overflow onto State and 17th, also big backups. Southbound I-15, heavy delays begin right about 4500 South and continue to the South Interchange. I'm waiting on word on I-215 South Belt. But until I know for sure, presume it is closed both east and westbound between Redwood Road and 1300 East. Mark?
Well, I'm going to take you to Bangor Highway. This looks like a big jam, and this is a crash. The latest is southbound Bangor, 60th South. Multiple vehicles involved. I'm not seeing any traffic moving right now at 60th South. Our assignment desk is telling us that there are multiple vehicles involved, but the injuries are not life-threatening so far from what they know. Other side of town, East Belt, northbound I-215, big jams coming up to the I-80 split off. The wreck prior to Foothill Drive is what's causing that. But up north into Davis County so far, if you're lucky enough to get up there, you're in fine shape. Join Michael McLean and Cass for the 25th anniversary tour of Forgotten Carols. Critics call it the ultimate family event in Ogden, Salt Lake, Heber, and Orem. Full details at ForgottenCarols.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.